Did you notice that group of Lutherans in the gospel reading who were huddled in the corner of the parish hall during Bible study saying, I wonder what he was talking about when he said all these things. I love how Jesus just comes out and says, are you guys wondering what I meant when I said all those things? Well, let me tell you. But he goes even further. Knowing that Jesus is not going to be walking on this earth as he did during his 3.5-year ministry, that he would be leaving the disciples, leaving planet Earth in a very different way at the ascension coming up in a few days, he says, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave behind someone who will continue to guide you and answer those questions and comfort you. Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. God's encouraging words for your faith and your journey in life. Amen. It occurred to me when I was looking at this gospel reading for today that Jesus really places a lot of importance on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. But how often do we, and I say as Lutherans, really talk about the Holy Spirit as the main topic? I mean, what two big events do people even recall? And most people, in our minds, it's usually the Holy Spirit at Jesus' baptism in the form of a dove. And then at Pentecost with the flaming fire, the tongues of fire, and all that is after Easter, after Jesus has left. So, dove and flames. Sounds like we're going to a Prince concert. But it's much more than that. The Holy Spirit is more than just a chapter in catechism or a brief reference of a passing part of the Trinity in Bible stories. Jesus said about the Holy Spirit these important things. He will teach you. He will bring into remembrance. He will convict. He will guide. He will speak in and through you. So holiness and sanctification are really just the tip of the Holy Spirit iceberg. The Holy Spirit carries on that work of Jesus in the world in terms of reminding us who Jesus was, why he was here, and the importance of God's grace and promises as a part of our daily life, not just a lesson we learn and then go home. He is that constant companion, pointing us back to the empty cross and the empty tomb and the love of God in his Son, Jesus Christ. The Trinity continues to be a part of our life. In fact, the Bible says your body, your physical body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in you richly. And when he says, behold, what love the Heavenly Father has lavished on us through Jesus' death and resurrection, he imprints upon us through the waters of baptism where the Holy Spirit gives us that faith relationship, brings us into that salvation journey of knowing Jesus and making him known. So the Holy Spirit is about bringing us the reality of sin and truth and that personal companionship with the triune God. First, the Spirit's work in our lives is to tell us truth. And we always need truth, not the truth the world offers, but truth that comes directly from God himself, in his word. Truth about ourselves as sinners, wretched, stained rags, broken, lost sheep, but also the truth about Jesus, who heals and is the good shepherd of the lost sheep. A pastor once, in his previous career, wrote about a lesson he had learned with his family's carpet cleaning business. He said they would often offer special services, and one time, one of them was advertising to the community their ability to remove pet odor and stains. And in order to drive that home, to show potential customers of their need for the service, when they would come into the house, back in those days when they came to your house, they would darken a room and pull out a powerful black light. You know where this is going. That would reveal, that black light would cause those crystals to glow so brightly, it would show that there was stains not only on the carpet, but usually at the bottom of the walls, on the drapes, on the furniture, and yes, sometimes on the lampshades. And he wrote in his little memoir of that lesson he learned how one customer said, I can't stand to see it anymore. Shut it off. I don't care what it costs. I want it clean. And the point of that demonstration was to show that the grime was there all the time, but it was invisible until the right light exposed its existence. And it would have been cruel for that company to show the customers this horrible extent of their problem and then to say, too bad for you, and then just walk away. That's not how you do business. That's not how you solve the problem. He used the light so that they might desperately see the need of what they needed cleaning, of what the real problem was, and that they offered the solution. In the same way, the Holy Spirit comes to us in one of his first important jobs with us and exposes who we really are, exposes our sin. He shows us that the truth of our lives is that we are stained, we are unrighteous, we are disgusting in the presence of a holy God. We understand this, not just intellectually, we have to know personally that we are the very enemies of God, the very opposite of God when we are apart from the blood of Jesus Christ, and that God could have nothing to do with us. No sin, no impurity could be in the very presence of God and expect to live. That would shut heaven off for us. And the Holy Spirit wants to start with that conviction of our lives. And the Holy Spirit doesn't stop there, though. He helps us understand that Jesus is the righteous one, our Savior, whose blood covers our grime and sin. Amen? He doesn't leave us hanging out there and walk away by diagnosing our sickness and our uncleanness. He shows us the cure. And in baptism, he says all our guilt is washed away. That the blood of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has washed away our grime. And that while we are sinners, good news is, the Holy Spirit points out, Jesus is also in the cleaning business. Jesus also died to take away the punishment of those sins. And we always have to remember those two things. And one of the things I know I pointed out to you before in our confirmation class is that simple IHS, which is the first three Greek letters of Jesus, iota, eta, sigma, but it looks like IHS in English letters. And it reminds us that while I have sinned, it also reminds us what? I have a Savior. So while I have sinned and I am wretched and grimy putridness to God's holiness, I have a Savior who makes me just as pure and clean as Jesus, the very Son of God. What a blessed message that is in the Christian journey, that while I have sinned, I have a Savior in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit always keeps that imprint upon our lives. Jesus told us also the Holy Spirit acts as counselor. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, not only as counselor, but he teaches us by reminding you of everything I have said to you. He is a teacher and reminder of truth. And truth can have an effect upon your life if you allow it to change who you are. To not just intellectually take in information, yes, Jesus existed, even the demons know that. We don't want to be no better than the demons and acknowledge Jesus was just human who walked on earth in history, but that he is truly who he claims to be, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. And the Holy Spirit reminds us of those things that Jesus said about himself, but also what he taught about life, about the promises of God in our daily living. The job of the Holy Spirit is to declare to you the truth of Jesus' death and resurrection for the forgiveness of your sins, but then guide you through life with that truth. That when the world throws up against you these messages of darkness and woe and abandon God or there is no God, the Holy Spirit reminds you, yes, a personal God knew you before you were born in your mother's womb. A personal God died in your place to take away the punishment of sin through his righteous wrath that we would deserve. But he gave you freedom, a new life, making you dead to sin but alive in this Jesus Christ. And that's what guides you through the valleys and the mountains, the struggles and the victories of life. We all know how the main use of a GPS in a car or a motorcycle is to get you on the best road, the best path to your desired destination. It's a great invention of modern technology. And it's been around for a while. The government had it first, and then they made it available to consumers. And it does more than just guide you on the right path. It warns you, sometimes obnoxiously, when you make a wrong turn. You know, turn around. Go back. Get back on the path. But isn't it comforting that instead of a global positioning satellite to keep us on the right path, we have God's purpose-filled spirit as our GPS in each of us to point us to God's way, to God's truth, to God's life in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit not only points us in the right direction, but connects us with that truth and guides us with the very valuable teachings of Scripture, reminding you that you should trust in the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength and mind. Trust Him in all your ways. Lean on Him and His understanding, not your understanding, and He will make your path straight. Whether you're going through a tough relationship, a tough job, or just depression and sadness in life, because there is sadness at night, but joy comes in the morning. You can cling to that old rugged cross because, like a mighty mountain, He is the fortress who will protect you. You may feel weak, but you have the strength to soar on wings of eagle and never grow faint, never be weak, because the strength of the Lord will be there to uphold you with His righteous right hand. These are all the words of God in Scripture that the Holy Spirit should be bringing back to your recollection, teaching you and guiding you when you face life itself. And what a gift from the Lord that He did not leave us on our own, but gives us His very personal presence, that the Holy Spirit will guide you not only in life, but to life everlasting. The Word of God is your only moral compass and spiritual map, and the Holy Spirit gives every believer, every Christian, that gift of strength and discernment to change direction, to follow God's will by reminding them of the truth of God's love for them in Jesus Christ. And finally, He goes further. Among the many great things that the Holy Spirit offers in convicting us of our sin and pointing us to Jesus and guiding us through life with the presence and power of God's promises, another important work and job of the Holy Spirit is being that constant companion. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit Counselor, which is from the Greek word parakletos. Everyone say parakletos.
Parakletos.
See, now I taught you Greek. I'll send you the bill. Parakletos, which can also be translated as comforter, helper, advocate, but it literally means parakletos, the one who comes alongside, as you think of a pair of anything, alongside the other. It's an ancient warrior's term. Greek soldiers would go into battle in pairs so that when the enemy attacked, they would draw together and could fight back to back, covering each other's blind side. They paired up alongside each other, parakletos, in order to defend and support one another and cover the blind side where an enemy might attack. Your battle partner in life is the paraclete. What a wonderful gift for God, from God. It's more than just giving you faith. He gives you a warrior companion in the paraclete of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord does not send us to fight the good fight alone. The Holy Spirit covers our blind spot and fights for our well-being. That is true companionship. And He often does that paracleting through those around us, the family of God. That's why we're called the body of Christ. The little toe can't say, oh, I'm unimportant in the body of Christ. Only the ears and eyes are so important. No. And the eyes and ears can't say, well, we don't need the shoulder, the elbow, or anything else. We're all a part of the whole body to make it function. We come alongside each other, which is why we say, as Lutherans, we belong to a synod. We walk alongside each other. We walk together in a common faith, in one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and a common peace and strength that comes through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And the Holy Spirit is there in every chapter, in every breath of our life, to be that paraclete, the one who comes alongside us. So Jesus does say a lot about the Holy Spirit, more than just on His baptism and Pentecost. He reminds us that the Holy Spirit comes to convict us of our sins, but remind us of His truth about Jesus and to be that constant companion. May we always learn to welcome that powerful work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, to pray for that presence. And I know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and that precious fellowship of the Holy Spirit is with you always. Amen?
Amen.
Enough said. God's grace, mercy, and peace is with you to the very end. Amen.